ओम शांति। बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद आदरणीय भाई जी का। अभी आज अव्यक्त बाप दादा के मिलन के समय संसार को रोशन करने वाले, संसार को रोशन करने वाला सूर्य और ज्ञान सूर्य परमात्मा शिव के अनन्य रतन तपस्वी तेजस्वी आदरणीय सूर्य भाई जी किसी परिचय के मोहताज नहीं है। शिक्षा जगत में भी गोल्ड मेडलिस्ट
मोल्ड
हो जाने वाले
रियल गोल्ड आदरणीय सूर्य भाई जी हमारे बीच में
उपस्थित हैं। हम उनका अभिनंदन करते हैं, अभिनंदन करते हैं। आप ओम शांति मीडिया में मन की बातें शीर्षक के माध्यम द्वारा अनेकों मनों को राहत पहुंचाने की सेवा पर निरंतर तत्पर रहते हैं।
योग के प्रयोग आपका प्रिय
विषय है।
And योग के प्रयोग
द्वारा
अनेक बीमारियों से मुक्ति in yoga.
और मन की बातों का सॉल्वेशन आप देते हैं।
You give many solutions to health-related issues.
श्रेष्ठ बनाने की सेवा पर तत्पर हैं।
योर प्रेजेंट ऑन वर्ल्ड ऑफ सर्विस एट द प्रेजेंट टाइम
युक्त भोजन खिलाने की सेवा पर शिव भोलेनाथ के भंडारे में आपकी अहम भूमिका है। दो शब्द हैं, प्रभु आए धरा पर अरे तुम भी तो आओ ना। प्रभु आए धरा पर अरे तुम भी तो आओ ना। ना बरसता ज्ञान प्यार सूर्य का इसे तुम भी तो पाओ ना।
I'm gonna teach. It's a poem. It's a nice poem, but it's a bit much to translate.
प्रभु संग गुनगुनाओ, प्रभु संग गुनगुनाओ। अभी हम सुनेंगे आदरणीय सूर्य भाई साहब जी द्वारा।
So now we're going to hear the class.
ओम शांति। सभी सिक्योरिटी वाले भी जरा बैठ जाएं। अब हम प्रभु मिलन के लिए अपनी स्थिति को श्रेष्ठ बनाएंगे।
इन द नेक्स्ट लिटल व्हाइल वी आर गोइंग टू प्रिपेयर आवर स्टेजेस, टेक देम ऑनटू अ हायर प्लेन to be able to meet Baba in the best way possible. Raise your hands if you think you're already ready. And so what I would suggest is, let there be the stage of concentration from now onwards until the end of the evening, about 10 o'clock. These next few hours where 2-3 hours we're going to be experiencing super sensuous joy. We're going to be in the midst of the Supreme Soul's vibrations. And that happiness is a very unique kind of happiness. However, to take benefit from that, one thing is essential, that our minds and intellect should be concentrated. So, may I request that all of you to have the thought, along with me, that there is no one as fortunate as me in all the four ages, because today the bestower of fortune himself, the one who is the most almighty authority, is coming here to meet me. So let's begin today's chit chat with this as our foundation. Bab Dada is coming to meet us.
करेंगे संकल्प करें वही मेरे जैसा भाग्यवान कोई नहीं क्योंकि आज स्वयं भगवान अपना धाम छोड़कर मुझसे मिलने आ रहे हैं। देखें परम धाम में ज्ञान सूर्य बुद्धि को स्थिर करें ज्ञान सूर्य पर सर्वशक्तिवान जिनसे चारों ओर शक्तियों की रंग बिरंगी किरणें फैल रही हैं बाबा हमसे मिलने आ रहे हैं उतर रहे हैं परम धाम से नीचे उतरते हुए देखें उन्हें महाज्योति अपना तेज चारों ओर फैलाते हुए नीचे आ रही है।
Sends from the supreme abode onto the earth. And now he is present in front of our very eyes, the Sun of Knowledge himself, present in front of us.
हम सभी प्रभु पालना में पल रहे हैं.
We all are being sustained by God. And Baba is coming to give us all His power, everything that He has. He has come to give that to us. Create that
thought.
Our subconscious has to be made very cool, calm, clean at the confluence. And the opportunity for that has been given to we very, very few souls. The souls who have accumulated so many acts of charity, that those selected few souls, we are those charitable, highly charitable souls who are worthy of such a fortune. We have been selected to be sustained by His love. It's not only that we love Him, but He is raining love on us.
सभी देखेंगे परमानंदित होंगे भगवान के साथ होली.
Today we are going to celebrate Holi, and it's not just a question of playing with colors, but it's a question of our life being colored by God's color. Let the color of worldly things that is on us already, let that color be removed. Holi means that which has passed, finished, gone. It's all brothers and sisters, in order to make their lives gentle and humble, for that you just need one dharana, and that is whatever has passed is past. Can't change what's happened, whether it was good or bad, whether it was dangerous, whether it was extremely painful, whether it really shook me. It's over, it's done, it's finished. The effect and the influence of that, let it not remain in the mind. Because the effect of bad things that happened in the past, if we keep it with us, it will prevent us from experiencing the joy of the present confluence age. And so let's make that thought today, that those things that have been very painful, those things that we no longer have a right to, those things that we can actually no longer do anything about, let's remove those from our subconscious. Let's accept that they've happened, and let the subconscious rest peacefully. And in order for that to be possible, we need self-respect. Baba has told us this, that if anything from the past harasses the mind, makes it shake, then keep elevated awarenesses. Remember this one line, elevated awareness finishes waste awareness. And so whatever has happened up until now, even if you've had the most horrific thing happen to you, just experience the happiness that those horrid things, those things that harassed us, at least they brought me to God. And so let me forget everything, and we're going to experiment again for another 2 minutes.
स्वरूप में अपने पास को मैं चमकती हुई मणि
I a sparkling jewel am full of red bright light I am a great soul who is being brought up and sustained by God's love I reside in this cottage this cave of the forehead Stabilize the intellect on that thought. I, the soul, am the master of this body. I am the master of this mind, this intellect, these sanskars. I am the master. I am not dependent on this body. I am the one who has a right over this body. This forehead is my throne. I am a being of such light. I have incarnated into this body. I have incarnated into this body in order to celebrate a meeting with the Supreme Soul. Rays of light are outwardly spreading in all four directions from I, the soul.
संगम युग पर बाबा तो हमें सब कुछ देने आए हैं
At the confluence age, Baba has come to give us everything. So we need to inculcate a very specific thought that I have to attain everything I can from Baba. And what does everything encompass? All powers, complete purity, all virtues, the highest fortune, God's blessing and His love. At the confluence age, we need to fill the soul. For thousands of years, we have been waiting for these days when we would meet with God. And now, when that meeting has become a part of our fortune, we need to take all that we can. If I wish to take everything from Baba, then for that what do I require? Proper concentration. The intellect is a beautiful vessel. The more I have emptied that vessel of waste and made it completely clean, godly treasures can be filled to that degree. And so I need to fix the name that a long time's gone by in waste. For a long time we've been filling the intellect with negativity and all sorts of rubbish, but now we need to become clean. And so, reminding you what I said, let there be no bitterness of the past. Let it not interfere in the bliss of this present moment. At this, on this occasion of holy, let's really put a full stop to past and have that determined thought that I must claim all treasures from Baba right now. Mind peaceful, intellect still. Let's experiment once again.
ईश्वरीय शक्तियों से भरपूर
I am a master of mighty authority. So,
समस्याओं से बहुत बहुत शक्ति
more powerful than Maya, more powerful than any circumstance.
मैं मास्टर सर्व शक्तिवान इन शक्तियों पर मेरा अधिकार है
I have a right to all these powers
सर्वशक्तिवान शिव बाबा हमारे सिर के ऊपर छत्र छाया है
The almighty authority Shiv Baba is like a canopy above our heads seat yourself beneath that canopy
सभी को जो पहली बार भी आए हैं और बहुत बार आए हैं
Everyone, those who've been here many times, those who are here for the first time, remember one thing to make a beautiful life. Every thought of ours has creative energy.
जो संकल्प हम बार-बार करते हैं
And a thought that we generate again and again, we experience it. And using that methodology, we can make ourselves free from obstacles, from Maya, from many things. We can make our relatives sweet with this method. We can make our services very fruitful. We can attain everything with this one thought that my every thought has the power of creation in it. And any thought that I create over and over, it becomes a reality. If I keep thinking about wrong things, in this world, any person, whether they're conscious or unconscious of it, if they keep having negative thoughts again and again, we should check is there anything negative or wrong that if a teacher, for instance, thinks, service doesn't seem to increase. I've tried so much. There seems to be no service happening here. Actually, we are blocking service. This is just an example. If you have a sickness and you have the thought, I've had so many different treatments, it looks like this illness is not going to go, then it's almost as if you are invoking that illness to stay. Our thoughts have tremendous power. And one more small example, something I've been experimenting with since the last 6 or 8 months. Good results I've seen from it. As soon as I awaken, everybody should know that when we awaken in the morning, the first 10 minutes are the most beautiful, is the most beautiful time of our life. And the thoughts at that time are the basis of the success in our lives, the fortune in our lives. As soon as I wake up, at least 7 times, 21 times if I can, with a very good feeling, have the thought, I am a master, almighty authority. All your powers will awaken from inside. And then, after that, whatever thoughts you have, they will begin to work immediately. If there's an obstacle in your life, try this. As soon as you wake up, 21 times, I am a master, almighty authority. And then see, have the thought, I am free from this obstacle. I am free from this obstacle. You will see that the force of that obstacle will begin to reduce. If you want service in a particular aspect, then 21 times, have that thought, I am a master, almighty authority, 21 times, and then the thought, I am worthy of success. Some days ago, Baba was speaking to the Tamil Nadu zone, and he said to them something beautiful, because we forget. And so let's experiment with that from today onwards. And what was it that Baba said? He had said, before performing any action, take the blessing of success from the Father. This is a secret. Know this secret. You might be getting ready to do some big job. Before you leave home, at least spend 3 minutes minimum in Baba's remembrance and invoke Baba, and have the feeling that Baba's hand of blessings, Baba has put it on my head and he has blessed me, that child, success is your birthright. And then with that good feeling, with that confidence, go on that task and you will see success. Let's experience that now. And begin it from now, from today onwards. We're going to invoke Baba, and you can do this in your homes every day too. Especially when you've got some special task that you need to engage yourself in. So let's take our intellects to Paramdham. The great light, the almighty authority is in front of me. Invoke Baba. Invite him with love. Hey, ocean of love. Hey, friend of my mind. Hey, God, my friend, He the one with all powers. I am your beloved child, and I am invoking you, calling you. Leave your residence and come. Come to us. Listen to the sound of our heart. And so now visualize that hearing the sound of our heart, that almighty authority begins to descend and leave his residence. He has arrived in the subtle region. He has incarnated into the subtle angelic body of Brahma Baba. Imagine, visualize Brahma Baba and that splendid shining soul in his forehead. Both souls are coming down to us. They are now present in front of us. Visualize them right here, right now, in front of you. And Baba's hand of blessings, he has placed it on my head. He's blessing me. Child, success is your birthright. Every step you take, success will follow you right behind. Accept this. Whether you're going on service, whether you're going to do some important task, if you experiment in this way before you leave, you'll see a very clear path forward. The obstacle will finish, and you'll begin to experience that Baba's blessing is working with you all the time. Today Baba is coming specially for Holi. And we all know the simple meaning of Holi, to become pure, holy. This very big challenge, this dharana, Baba has given this to us, that we must become pure and bring benefit to this world. Our purity is not just for us. It is to purify the entire world, the elements, to make and create a pure world. It is to destroy all that is tamopradhan in this world. Let me not follow the principle of purity just because I think I need to come and meet Baba and it's a requirement. But no, I love my land of Bharat, and so this purity is for Bharat. This purity is for the benefit of Bharat, to make this world into heaven, to give Baba cooperation in the fullest way, the power of purity. Let me imbibe it with a true heart. Those who have come for the first time, those who have chosen this path of purity, have this thought. We have chosen this path from our own choice, not out of force. Purity is our natural samskar. For 2,500 years, we have taken the pleasure of purity. These samskars, of beautiful samskars of purity, are already within us. We simply need to awaken them. I am a supremely pure soul. I am an angel of purity. And let's experiment. Whoever we see, we live in the family, so have the thought that every day I have to give pure vibrations to my family. This will help your purity to increase, and your family will become free from obstacles. Your children will become ones with a good character, obedient, helpful. There will be no problems that you have to face on their account. Baba had last time said, Baba had given us the job to be an angel. And what is an angel? Let's experience that. I, the soul, am in a body of light. Just as I have this physical body, inside this physical body there is a body of light. Let me experience myself in that. So now, for a few seconds, let's explore that. I am an angel of purity. Have this thought. I am a lighthouse, might house, angel. From each and every one of my organs, in all four directions, rays of white light are spreading.
Atma light, Dehi light, double light.
I, the soul, am light. This body is light. I am double light. I am an angel. And I, the angel, am a blessing for this world. My very presence is a presence that brings benefit to this world. Baba's pure white rays are falling on me from Paramdham. Those rays are falling like rain from Paramdham on I, the soul. And so today we will sit in such a beautiful way that when Baba comes amidst us, he too should have the feeling that he has descended into a place of angels, it's as if he should see and experience that the subtle region has come here. And to be an angel, let me put five things in front of you. Perhaps the newer ones here may not know so much about the angel stage, but an angel means double light. The soul is light, and this body too is a body of light. To remain in this experience. I, the soul, am in a body of light.
तो हम बिल्कुल हल्के हो गए और अभ्यास करेंगे मैं फरिश्ता उड़कर जहां चाहे चला जाता हूं
I the angel can fly wherever I want to
मैं पवित्रता का फरिश्ता हूं
I am an angel of purity
संगम युग का संपूर्ण सुख लेने के लिए
to take full joy from the confluence age to take complete joy from the attainments of God. We have to make the self very, very light. Since the last few thousand souls, a thousand years, the souls have become very heavy. Something or another has made us all burdened. Circumstances, responsibilities, different things have made us heavy. Vices, sinful actions, all these things have made us heavy and burdened. And so, let's have the thought, we have to become very light. This also is an aspect of recognition of Gyan. Knowledgeable souls are double light, very light. Mind is light. And then you will experience the body to be light. The more your mind is light, then your illnesses will also become light. Your tests will become light. There are many beautiful examples of this, because the power of the mind can do a great task. The second aspect of an angel, an attitude free from attraction. No mine, mine, and those who wish to become free from attraction must practice one particular thing that Baba says, whatever it is, and that is that whatever it is I have, it is just for me to use in trust. Nothing belongs to me. Let me take benefit from the things that I have, but let me not get attached, attracted, bound. Otherwise, small things, small objects, possessions, they begin to possess the soul. An angel means totally free from attraction, attachment. Third thing, let me continue to make my subconscious cool and calm. Let me make my thoughts cool and calm. The negativity I have, the bad feelings I have, the feelings of resentment and revenge, let me convert them into good feelings. This is an aspect of a beautiful aspect of purity. And an angel also means one who is a bestower, constantly giving, giving, no desire whatsoever to take on any level. And the most important aspect of an angel means one who is yoga, accurately linked in yoga, one who has no attraction to this old world. Their attraction is only to that one, connected to that one. And so let's go and experiment in that angelic stage again for 2 minutes, deep into that feeling. I am an angel of purity.
Lighthouse, might house.
A lighthouse. a might have angels.
Kamal asan par virajman ho.
Present on the throne of the lotus.
Paramdham se, Baba se, pavitrata ki safed kirno ki varsat ho rahi hai.
Baba's rays of pure white light are showering on I, the soul, from the supreme region. I am absorbing that. Today in our midst, that one is coming, whom these eyes have been thirsting to see for many ages. So those who are coming for the first time, I would say to you, see him till your heart's desire is fulfilled. Just keep watching, keep watching. We have divine eyes to see him. You all know that you can't see him with physical eyes, but he has given us those eyes.
विराट स्वरूप दिखाने से पहले अर्जुन को कहा तुम मुझे इन नैनों से नहीं देख पाओगे
जस्ट एज अर्जुना वाज टोल्ड इन द गीता यू कैन नॉट सी मी विद दिस फिजिकल आईज आई विल गिव यू स्पेशल डिवाइन विजन टू सी मी एंड सो गॉड टू हैज गिवन अस बाबा हैज गिवन अस दैट डिवाइन विजन सो दैट वी कैन सी हिम टू आवर हार्ट्स कंटेंट
समाप्त हो जाए
So that our thirst of many births is finished. So that we see only Baba. Baba, that bright, great, supreme light sitting in the body of Daddy. Both Babas come. This is why we use the expression Bab Dada. Shiv Baba comes in the subtle body of Brahma and then incarnates into the body of Dadi. We will sit with that complete faith that today he is coming to see me, the one who for the last 2,500 years I have been calling out to with love. He is coming to give me the return of my love, of my bhakti, my birth after birth of good wishes, of calling out to him. He's coming to fulfill that today. So from now until the end of the evening, the more beautiful thoughts you create in your mind, the more beautiful will be your experience. And this is why, first of all, I would suggest to you, let there not be even one thought of doubt, but complete faith. Those who have seen Baba even 1,000 times, your teachers, your sisters from the centers have brought you here with that faith that God Himself with Brahma Baba is coming to be present amidst us all. And so have that thought from now. My fortune is so elevated, the one who the sannyasis, the rishis, the munis are looking for in the jungles, those for whom many are doing tapasya, renunciation, he is coming to be present in the midst of us. And when Baba does come, keep your mind filled with such beautiful thoughts. Dadiji will come in our midst. Bhog will be offered to Baba.
हम सभी बाबा का आह्वान करेंगे.
We will invoke Baba.
बाबा को तो आना ही है.
Baba has
पर
to come.
हम बहुत प्यार से उससे बातें करेंगे.
But we will speak to him.
प्यार समर्पित करेंगे.
With a lot of love. We'll put all our love in front of him. Hey ocean of love, accept our love. Come, come. Leave your Paramdham and come. We're calling you with great love. The songs will be played. And so you must continue to see the scene and continue to experience that that Supreme Soul, whilst spreading His rays on us, is descending, descending into this corporeal world. Baba comes in about 8 or 10 minutes, and but those 8 or 10 minutes are the most important, valuable moments for us. We need beautiful concentration, beautiful thought. Baba is spreading His rays, visualize that. Keep seeing that scene in front of you. Keep your mind filled with bliss for those 10 minutes. When Baba is in front of us, His eyes will open, the white light will come on, and you must all take bliss at that time. Not just in this hall. The Sun of Knowledge has descended. His vibrations will first of all, of course, fill this hall, but they will fill the whole world. And those in this world, wherever they might be sitting, those who are connected, they will begin to feel His vibrations. Baba will give drishti. And the way to take those vibrations is stabilize your intellect on Baba. And so Baba gives drishti for 10 minutes. And then Baba's drishti, God's drishti, through which vibrations of peace spread everywhere, love spreads everywhere, power spread everywhere. He will then start His meeting. So for the first 10 minutes, see nothing but that Supreme Being. Nobody else exists. Just you and that supreme, powerful soul whose rays are spreading in all directions. It will be a very beautiful time for each one of us. Any obstacle, any weakness, any negativity of yours, just put it in front of Baba with a true mind, a true heart. Baba has come to remove our burdens anyway and take a blessing from Him, a blessing of being free from obstacles, being a conqueror of Maya, being successful, being a great yogi, being one who's always happy, being one who's life free from illness. This is the work that you need to do whilst taking that drishti in those first 10 minutes. Many share their experience that we were sitting right at the back, but we felt that Baba's drishti fell on us and our illness was gone. Baba's drishti fell on us and some great, really difficult circumstance finished.
TV पर भी पीछे देख रहे हैं, मधुबन में देख रहे हैं, सेंटर्स में देख रहे हैं.
Baba, people are watching Baba here on the TV, at their centers.
Baba के महावाक्य हम सुनेंगे. इस आनंद के साथ.
Then after those 10 minutes, Baba will be relating his versions.
बिल्कुल अपने को आनंदित कर देंगे.
And so we will experience great joy. The one whose voice we wanted to hear is now going to be sitting in front of us, speaking to us, decorating us. And we will have the thought, Baba, whatever He's going to ask me to do, with all my strength, I'm going to do it. When we have this thought with a true mind, then Baba's power comes to us too, and things become easy. And then after that, the daddies will come onto the stage, and please pay attention, mothers usually stand up at that point, and then the ones who are sitting in the middle can't see, so we have till 10 o'clock to have the thought that we have till 10 o'clock. Until then, we need to really have that spiritual stage. One more practice, just as in Holi, they spray gun color with the guns. So have the thought, I am a master, almighty authority, and all the colors, colorful rays are coming out from me like a spray gun. And so let's go to meet Baba today. Let this holy be a holy that makes us holy, a holy that allows us to forget the past, a holy that fills our life with color, and may this meeting continue for the entire confluence age. Om Shanti. Now we'll all sit in very powerful remembrance. Baba's powerful rays are falling on me. I am a master, almighty authority. And these rays that are falling on me are spreading outwards into the world. Concentrate completely and keep this, continue this experience.